is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Hundreds gathered on the steps of the state capitol on Saturday to protest Texas's new abortion ban. Rallygoers brought signs and wore Handmaid's Tale-inspired red cloaks to the protest. Abortion providers and advocacy groups spoke at the event. The new Texas law went into effect last month and can prohibit abortions after 6 weeks into a pregnancy. It also gives private citizens the ability to sue providers and people who aid those seeking abortions. The Denver Zoo has apologized to the family of a black man who died there during a confrontation with police more than a decade ago. CPR's Balo Shalseda has more.
The zoo's president publicly apologized to Alonzo Ashley's mother during an event Friday to unveil a water fountain and plaque in his memory. The 29-year-old Ashley was visiting the zoo in July 2011 when he started to act strangely and ran to find water. A zoo volunteer called for police, who shocked Ashley with tasers and restrained him on his stomach. Ashley died during the confrontation. His family settled a lawsuit with the city for damages, but 8 officers involved in Ashley's death were cleared of any wrongdoing. And until now, the zoo had denied any responsibility in his death. I'm Paolo Shalseda, CPR News.
The U.S. Department of Labor fined the Shelton Dairy Corporation almost $25,000 last week following an investigation into the death of a worker that occurred in March. 44-year-old Juan Panzo de Moxle drowned when a truck he was operating on a farm in La Salle fell into a manure pit. This is CPR News.